بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had commenced with Surah At-Tawbah, and as we had mentioned, the opening verses of Surah At-Tawbah were revealed, announcing and declaring the disassociation of the Muslims with the Mushrikeen, that any pact, any treaty, any agreement that had been made of peace, that we would be allies to one another, is now going to be broken. It will no longer be upheld. And as we mentioned yesterday, the first group that Allah speaks about are those whom the Muslims had made a pact with for an indefinite period of time. There was no fixed period of time at which this pact would end. So now when these verses were revealed, it was announced that the agreement would come to an end immediately, but they would be given a 4-month grace period. So they would be allowed to travel freely to and forth. And likewise, there would be no attacks. There would be no war that would take place between the Muslims and these groups for a period of 4 months. And then the second group that was mentioned, those who a pact had been made with, an agreement had been made with, for a fixed period of time. So here the instruction was that this will have to be upheld. فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ. The instruction to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba was that you need to uphold these agreements and allow it to run its course till the period of time that had been fixed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again turns back to the first group, those who pacts had been made with for an indefinite period of time, and it was now broken and they were given 4 months of grace. So Allah speaks about what should happen after these 4 months. فَإِذَنْ سَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ. When these sacred months have now passed, these 4 months in which fighting would no longer be allowed, now there is permission granted to wage war against them, and all the necessities of war and the things that need to be done in order to wage war against any group, this will also now be permitted. So Allah speaks about these necessities of war. فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُذُوهُمْ وَاحْصُرُوهُمْ وَاقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ. So Allah says, slay the polytheists wherever you may find them, and seize them, and lay siege to them, and lie in wait for them, preparing any ambush that you may get an opportunity to prepare. So these are all stratagems of war. These are things that are necessary when a group wishes to wage war against another group. So permission is granted to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that you are now allowed to wage war in this manner. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if these people outwardly show that they have accepted Islam, and the external signs of Islam are visible on them, then take this as an indication that there is reality, there is true iman within their hearts, and leave what is internal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not capable of judging what is within their hearts, but you are required to judge their external and what they display outwardly. So from this next verse also we derive this principle, and many a times we hear this phrase being mentioned that do not judge, you are not allowed to judge. So this phrase according to Quran is not correct, rather it is partially correct. When we say that a person is not allowed to judge, what it means is that we are not allowed to judge what is within the heart of a person, his sincerity, his intention, the reason behind doing some action. But as far as judging the external signs and actions of a person, then this is the directive of Quran, whether it be in a positive light or a negative light. If you see a person externally who has good qualities, good actions, then you can pass judgment that this is a good person. And if you see a person who externally has evil, then you are allowed to pass a judgment based on his external form and condition. So, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Allah says, if they repent and they establish salah and pay zakat, these are external actions. They are reading salah, they are paying their zakat. فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Then Allah says, free the way for them. In other words, no longer wage war against them, and take it on face value that they are true believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So if they have really made tawbah, Allah will forgive them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about granting a safe passage to those who want safety. So even though we may be at war with a certain group, a certain nation, there is no agreement, no pact between us and them, but if any individual comes over to us or seeks safe passage and he wants to come over into our land perhaps he wants to learn about Islam, or he wants to come through to bring a message to us from some foreign land or leader, then we are obliged to give him safe passage. Generally we hear that it is not permissible, it is the international law, that it is not permissible to kill the messenger or to inflict any punishment upon a messenger. So this principle is derived from here as well. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ Allah says that if any of the mushrikeen, those who we are at war with their nation, with their land, but if any one of them individually seeks your protection, فَأَجِرْهُ Then grant him protection. Why? حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ So that he can then hear the word of Allah. In other words, he will come over to you, you will explain to him about Islam, about Iman, teach him the requirements that a person needs to be a believer. And then, once you have explained this to him, ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنًا Now do not place any force upon him, any compulsion. Rather, deliver him safely back to his homeland. In other words, he has come to you, you gave him safe entry. Now allow him to leave your land with safety. Do not kill him. Do not ambush him. Allow him to get back home with safety. And then, let him ponder and think and reflect. And if he still chooses not to accept Islam, to reject, now you are allowed to wage war against them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah says, that is because they are a nation that does not have knowledge. They perhaps do not know about Islam, the beauty of Islam. Therefore, give them this opportunity. And here we find, and we'll conclude on this, in all of the books of fiqh, the chapter of jihad, or known as the chapter of seer, has been mentioned, where the sequence of jihad has been laid out. And here there is unanimity amongst all the fuqaha, that when it comes to jihad, the very first step is da'wah. That a person invites the opposition or those who do not have Islam, a person invites them to Islam. He teaches them what are the requirements to be a Muslim. He teaches them about Tawheed, about belief in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. And he then gives them a chance to ponder over it, to reflect, and to accept Islam. If they then refuse this, then the second step in the sequence is that we will then offer them to allow us to take over. We will be in control of that land. And they will then pay us the jizya, which is a very minimal tax, a very, very small amount, which they will be required to pay annually. And they will then live with complete safety and freedom amongst us. They will enjoy all the rights of the citizens of a Darul Islam, a Muslim country. And we will not be allowed to interfere with them. In fact, we are not even allowed to tell them not to worship in whatever religion they may be following, provided they are subservient to us within our lands. So this is the second option or the second step. And if they refuse this also, they don't want to accept Islam, they refuse to pay the jizya, then we go to the third step, which is now physical war and battle. And at this point, then we are allowed to now conduct whatever the necessities are and whatever war entails. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.